Please let's pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship with you. Thank you, King of Glory, for your Holy Spirit in our midst. And you said, the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you for liberty for us all tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord Holy Spirit, as you guide us through the scriptures, for you are the Spirit of truth. Thank you as you open the eyes of our understanding to your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord of glory, for faith to believe. Thank you, Lord of glory, for grace, grace to do, Lord. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for grace to rightly divide your word. For I am but a child, Lord. Thank you, King of glory, as you take all the glory. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we in Numbers 20? Okay, let's zero down to verse 8, verse 7 and 8. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother. And speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and he shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beast drink. In Jesus' name, amen. And so again, we see here, the Lord says, take the rod, but not to strike at the rock, but to speak ye unto the rock. And remember, we're dealing on the topic speaking before God in prayer. Speaking before God in prayer. And so again, we see it here, the whole nation to be gathered and speak to the rock. Please let's open to 1 Corinthians, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And let's zero down to verse 4. And it says there, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. And so we see it here that the rock Moses was to speak to was Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. And we thank God that we have the rock as our help. And so we see a pattern, speak to the rock, speak to the rock, speak to the rock. Please let's open to Hebrews chapter 12. The rock is always in our midst. The scripture says, where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is. And so he's here in our midst. And we have to truly understand that it is the rock that is set upon Mount Zion for you and I to always look to. And that's why the scripture says, I look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. So you can see, we look to the rock. The rock, he's our help. He's the one set upon Mount Zion. And we know Mount Zion is another name for his father, the Ancient of Days. Another meaning to Mount Zion is pillar of truth, or, you know, rock of truth. And so he set him, his son, upon himself so that we can look to him. We can look to him. The scripture says, upon Mount Zion there is deliverance and holiness. The house of Jacob possesses their possession. In other words, all the spiritual blessings that belong to you and I as sons of God in Christ Jesus are available for us to receive in Christ Jesus. Remember, we read that verse 8. It says, speak to the rock and he will give forth his waters. He will give forth his fullness. We will drink, we will partake of his fullness. All we have to do is speak to him. All we have to do is speak to him. Please, let's read Hebrews chapter 12. Let's take it from verse 22 to verse 24. But you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. In other words, let us always understand that as we are gathered in fellowship, we have come to Mount Zion. We have come to the rock who is set upon Mount Zion. We have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. And that is why he said, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. We have to always understand that anytime we are gathered in the name of Jesus, we have come to Mount Zion. We have come unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. In other words, heaven comes to fellowship with us because we are gathered in the name of Jesus, the heavenly host. They follow the rock of ages to come and fellowship with us. We may not see them, but they are here. Verse 23 says, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. Who is the firstborn? Jesus. Which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. And so we have to truly understand, any time two or three we are gathered in the name of Jesus, remember, he's there, he's in our midst right now. Always realize we have come to Jesus. We have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, the one who is set upon Mount Zion, the rock for us to depend on, for us to speak unto him, for us to speak unto him. And we have to know, it is not just any word, it is the word of the rock, the same word of the rock of ages. Do we speak to him from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James, and we speak the very words of himself by faith, And so it means we have to be meditating on the word of God so that faith can flow and we believe. In other words, we speak words of faith. We speak words of faith. We take scriptures that stands for things we want him to do for us. And as we are gathered in prayer, we speak. We speak. You don't have to scream it loud for others to hear, but by faith, under your breath, you speak your own words according as it is written in that area where you want him to sort you out. And I too, I will speak my own scriptures, the word of God, in that area where I want him to help me. And so again, we have seen it. We take words to him, his very own words. We saw that in Hosea chapter 10 the other time. We take his very own words, not our own words, but his very own words, will we speak to him. But those words, we have to believe in them by faith. And so we speak words of faith, the very words that we believe and we want him to do for us. We search the scriptures to locate the ones suitable for that area of our needs. The Holy Ghost will guide us. Once we start to study the word of God, he will quicken to our hearts the right scripture for every situation. And then we meditate on them. We look at them. We do not allow them to sleep. We also pray with these scriptures at home. You have to also understand the spirit of agreement, really. Agreement. In other words, it is the word of God that is the basis of agreement. And so we cannot just, use our own words. It is the word of God. We are gathered in his name. You see, agreement there. We are not gathered in individual names. No, we are gathered in the name of Jesus. And so that is the name that speaks of agreement. And then we use the word of the person that we are gathered in. Jesus is the truth. He's written down. And so we bring his very own words back to him in faith. We speak the words of the rock back to the rock. He's in our midst. And so you see the agreement there. And then at home too. Remember, he's in us. He's with you. He's upon you. He said he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never fail you. So at home, he's there with you, the rock of ages. He will never leave you. And so in your prayer time, it is those very words of the rock that you will use to pray, that you will use to thank him, you will use to worship him, you will use to bless him, you will use to make your request according to the word of God. And so you see the agreement again, because in you, you speaking the words of God back to him in faith, you are in agreement. Please let's open to Amos chapter 3, verse 3. We looked at that the other time, but let's look at it again. Amos chapter 3, verse 3 says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Can two walk together except they be agreed? The basis of agreement in the kingdom of God is the word of God. And anything not done by faith is sin. So the word of God spoken from the heart that believes through faith. And so you and I, we have to cultivate the good habit of studying the word of God, so that anytime we pray at home or in the congregation of the saints, we are always speaking the word of God by faith. That is the basis of agreement. If we all come together in faith, we are in agreement. Iron sharpeneth iron. And so you see, we believe the very words of God we are using to pray at home and also in the congregation of the saints is very important. And that's why we all, even at home, we must be studying, even if it's one verse a day, so that our faith will grow, will keep growing, whether there's no service time or discipleship time. We are always studying the word of God. Our faith is increasing, so that we are also increasing in the belief of the word of God. So that when we use the word of God, when we take scriptures to pray, we are speaking them in faith. Our hearts, they believe the very words that we are speaking. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And also, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, we believe, and therefore what? Speak. And that is the agreement. Another word for agreement is actually believe. You accept that this is true. You accept that this is the word of God, you believe, and that the rock will perform it or has already performed. You receive all what he has done already. Remember, everything pertaining to us, the rock finished them at the foundation of the world. And so it is from his finished work of blessings we are receiving from him. And so again, can two work together except they be agreed? And I tell you, please also write 1 John chapter 5, verse 7 to 8. You will see it there. The word of God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they agree on the word of God. These very words. That is the basis of agreement between Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and that is also the basis of agreement between us and the rock and the spirit of truth, the word of God. The word of God. And so again, we see a key. Where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is. But we that are gathered must also be in agreement with the word of God. In other words, we believe the word of God and we speak, we take from the scriptures to speak to the rock, not just any word, but the word of God. And we must speak it from a heart that believes, from a heart that trusts God that it is done already, and that we are just receiving the performance in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Please let's open once more to Matthew chapter 18. Let's look at verses 15 to 20 again. Let's zero down to verse 18 to 20. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. You see again, verse 19 says that if two of you shall agree, the word of God is the basis of agreement. The word of God, we believe and we agree and we touch in agreement based on those words in the presence of God. We speak them to the rock in agreement, and I tell you, we receive in the name of Jesus. Again, verse 19 says, again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. See a key. There is tremendous power in agreement. The word of God again is the basis of agreement. And you have to understand the agreement. When you look at it, another word for agreement is believe. Accept that the very scriptures we're using, we believe in them, it shall be so. It is so already. So it's not just agreement, you know, just coming and making numbers. No, the heart has to line up. The heart has to agree with the word of God. How will the heart agree with the word of God? Believe the very words. And so each one of us must always make sure we study the scriptures so that faith can keep coming, even at home and when we are gathered together to pray. I tell you, tremendous power is made available. Let's see in the scriptures the evidence of that agreement. I tell you what the Lord has said, if we truly understand it, I'm telling you, we will all be rushing to the prayer service. We will all be studying the word of God at home. For we know, once we agree, he will do great and mighty things for us. Please, let's open to Deuteronomy chapter 32. Let's take it from verse 29 to 31. Please, let's go. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they will consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. See a key. One will chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight. See the tremendous leap from 1,000 to 10,000. In other words, when we are gathered together, you can see how we put the enemy to flight. Of course, the battle is the Lord's, is the rock who will do it. But when we are in agreement, no matter the tight, you know, the difficult situation we're in, when we're at home praying to him in line with his word, you can see 1,000. But when we come together, I tell you, 10,000. And I'm telling you that the enemy cannot create, you know, new demons or anything. He's the ones that the Lord threw down. He's not a creator. So he won't waste time. He will flee, of course, to come back another day. But I tell you, if you come in and we are all in agreement, 10,000 will be put to flight. You may be going through very, very difficult situation. You've been managing it, or I mean, look, praying, 1,000 is fleeing, but look, when we are all together, 10,000. And it's not that 10,000 for us all. No, each one within their situation, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000 each, will the problem, you know, the level of opposition in our lives will flee. Because we are all in agreement, he will do it for every one of us. And so again, we see a key. How should one chase 1,000 and two, put 10,000 to flight? That stronghold of opposition against you and I, no matter what, maybe at work, maybe at home, maybe anywhere, the rock, when we're more than one, I tell you, tremendous power is made available. Tremendous power is made available. Let's open to Joshua 23. You see the same thing, Joshua 23 from verse 8. But cleave unto the Lord your God as you have done unto this day. For the Lord hath driven out from before you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you, as he hath promised you. Take good heed therefore unto yourselves that you love the Lord your God. And so again, you see how the Lord will strengthen, because we're in agreement, because we believe him, his strength is made available. We may not see it, but as we are praying, but I tell you, all these things the Lord says, they are already done. They are yea and amen. And that's the spirit of agreement, believing that as we are gathered, he puts to flight everything contrary to you and I. Please, let's open to Isaiah chapter 59, verses 20 and 21. Always note, the Redeemer is in our midst. He is the Rock of Ages. He is Jesus Christ. He is the rock that when he falls on any situation contrary to us, he crushes them to dust, to powder. No one can stand against him. And that's the person helping us. That's the person in the spirit of agreement when we pray. We are speaking his very words back to him, because we believe according as it is written that he will do all these things for us. Only believe and speak from the heart the very words that you believe, the words that line up, you know, that God has laid in your heart to handle the situation that you are in. When you speak it back to him in faith, I tell you, he does them. And at his own appointed time, you will see the manifestation of the victory, victory, victory in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 59, please let's read verses 20 and 21. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. my spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forevermore. In other words, speak it to the rock. Speak the word of God back to him. The Lord Jesus, he is the rock. He is the redeemer. He is the one set upon Mount Zion for us to make a demand of him. We take his very own words. We bring it to him and speak. Even at home, as you are praying, the word of God, he's there. Remember, one will put to flight 1,000, isn't it? So don't think prayer at home does not do anything. No. But in the congregation of the saints, much, much more power. Iron sharpeneth iron. There is an amplification of the anointing given to you and I individually. He's here, his Shekinah glory is here, and he helps us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's look at an example of how the agreement works. All of us will have victory. Please, let's look at Exodus chapter 17. All of us, no matter the situation we're going through, remember, we belong to one kingdom. We're all sons of God. We're all sons of God. And when we speak, we lift up the word of God. Each one of us, as we are gathered together, each one of us will have victory. God knows what each one of us we're going through. He knows everything. And so when we speak the word of God by faith, don't think it is only some people. No, he sees everything. In fact, the scripture says the husbandry man is the first person to partake of what is flowing. They that minister at the altar, they are the first partakers of the blessings of the altar. And so, as we are gathered to pray, once you are here, we partake of what God is doing. He will look after every area of our lives. All we have to do is come with faith, speak words, the word of God from a heart of faith, believe, be in agreement. Know that most assuredly, as the Lord had promised in his words, they are already yea and amen. All the promises of God, they are yea and amen in Christ. And that we have come to Jesus. He is in our midst. Of course, we all know God is spirit. And so we can't see him in the physical. But that does not mean he's not here. He is faithful to his word. He is not a liar. If he says, where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is. Most assuredly, he's there. He's here in our midst. He's the rock. And we have to speak to him so that all the spiritual blessings in him, he will pour forth. We will drink. He will pour forth his fullness from within himself. And I tell you, in that fullness is grace, power to move mountains out of your way, power to defeat the enemy. They are all in the rock. That's why he's the rock, isn't it? The rock will fall upon all the problems of our lives, crushing them to pieces, putting them to naught, and replacing all these things that are not of him with his own will. Remember, he says, beloved, I will above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So the Lord says you are his beloved. He loves to help you, but you have to come in agreement. You have to speak his word to him. You have to speak his word to the person who is in our midst by faith. Please let's look at Exodus chapter 17. We are already there. Let's zero down to verse 9 to 13. But we all know it was when Amalek came to fight against Israel. And these are the people of God. We are also the people of God. And so let's take it from verse 9. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek tomorrow. I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. See how Moses held up the rod, which represents the word of God, but his hands were heavy. And every time his hands was lowered, Israel was losing. Amalek was prevailing. But every time he held up his hands, Israel were winning. And so look at what Aaron and Hur did. They joined with him. Now, not only him alone, three of them. They joined with him and they helped him to hold up the word. And it's the same thing too. Where two or more are gathered in his name, in the spirit of agreement, making a request, speaking the word of God to the rock, he will do. And guess what happened? Verse 13 says, and Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. In other words, victory, 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 victory. There are many things that we will need the collective or amplification of the glory of God to help us with. And that's why we come together to pray together. And I tell you, many victories will be wrought in our midst. We may be going through things in life, and there's tiredness. See how Moses was tired. His hands were lowered, but Aaron and Hur helped him. And it's the same thing too. Iron sharpened iron. But all the irons must be people of faith, in agreement, the word of God. Come in with faith. We'll all be praying together. And I tell you, the Lord will do tremendous things in our midst. Please also write the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 23 to 31. We all know the story is the same thing, is not only applying to the preaching of the gospel, but also to our individual lives. We come together, we pray, and as we are praying, when it's time to lift up individual prayers, you now pray, say your own from a heart of faith. As we are praying together, God will do tremendous things. Much grace is made available. Much more grace is made available. And also, you will see the tremendous power made available even at creation. Genesis chapter 1, let us make man in our own image. And we see right from verse 1, the Spirit of God, and then let there be light. And the Spirit of God moved, even as the Word of God spoke. And so you see, things are done in agreement according to the Word of God. And this is what the Lord wants us to catch. Please also write Genesis chapter 11, verses 6 to 8. We know the story of the Tower of Babel, but you see, catch the spirit, in agreement there. And then Luke chapter 10, verse 1, the Lord Jesus sent out the disciples in twos, the spirit of agreement. And also, when you look at Genesis chapter 15, verses 17 to 18, you also see the Holy Spirit and the burning lamp, the smoking furnace and the burning lamp. They cut covenant with Father Abraham. So you see again the spirit of agreement, the spirit of agreement. And so you see in all these things, tremendous things are done. Tremendous things are done. And so don't let's take lightly the spirit of agreement. You know, where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is. Don't let's take it lightly at all. The Lord Jesus is waiting for us to do as he says, for us to be speaking the scriptures from hearts of faith, hearts that believe the very words, to speak them to him, and he will do things in our midst. In the name of Jesus, amen.